right, we're going to continue with our media availabilities here after the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway. We're joined by our race-winning crew chief, Cliff Daniels, with a number 5 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. We will go straight to questions for Cliff. If you have a question, please raise your hand, and we'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start here in the middle with Jeff. Right there, Jeff.
I mean, for a while there, it kind of looked like Busher not flipping the stages might actually work. I mean, we hadn't really seen an on-track pass all day for the lead, but you obviously were confident enough that it was going to still work. So how did you have that confidence?
I don't know that I was beyond confident that it was going to work. I just knew that when they had flipped what we were doing early in the race, it was going to put them in a position to have to pit early in the final fuel window. And from that point forward, no matter what, they're going to be on defense. So the only way to solve to beat that is we had to figure out how to be on offense. And our bed was made when they had all pitted off behind us, you know, all the cautions that we had in stage one. We had to really commit to, at that point, we were a long car, so we just had to commit to the long side of things to have the offensive tires for the end of the race, if that makes sense. If we would have pivoted and given up that second run when I guess it would have been the beginning of stage three when they all, you know, were early in the fuel window. If we would have pivoted and pitted early then, we would have come out right behind them on the same tires, you know, just not going anywhere. So we had to go long.
I'm going to come up front here to Kevin.
Hey, Cliff. Hey, it seemed like the definitely all the cautions the whole race, it seemed like everybody was kind of thrown off on that end. But once Kyle got pitted and started coming down to chase everybody, it seemed like he really on turn 11 gained at least a second every time he went down there. Was that planned or anything, or that just let Kyle drive the car?
Yeah, like I just mentioned, we knew that the only way we're going to get back ahead of some of those guys that had kind of flipped the strategy on us is to have, you know, fresher tires by some amount. You know, it was hard to know the right number, 10 laps, 15 laps, 20 laps, whatever the right amount of freshness on our tires as compared to them. But once it kind of cycled through that way and we had the clean track, you know, the way the field had spread out by that point and we kind of cycled through, I knew that with, you know, new tires and a lot of grip in them, Kyle was going to be really fast. I thought our car was, you know, in the mix of a top five car. Didn't know that it was a winning car at the time, but luckily the disparity of the laps on tires is what helped us get up to them. Yeah.
Any additional questions for Cliff? We can go back to Jeff. And we'll go to Bob in the back after that.
How, when you don't really know, I mean, the way this race played out is very unpredictable because of the amount of cautions, especially in the next gen era of road courses. I mean, this amount of cautions is like unheard of.
Yeah, it's unprecedented, really.
So, are you going into it saying, all right, if there's not very many cautions, we do this. If there's one in the, I mean, to have 8 in the first 2 stages, is there any contingency for that? Are you deciding that on the fly and seeing how it changes?
Really good question. And part of the reason that I like that you're asking that is because it was so unexpected for us. None of our conversations hinged on how many cautions were we going to get. It was all, you know, with a repave, do you get tire blisters? You know, do your tires go 15 laps? Do they go 30 laps? And the unknowns were more on the tire side of things. And knowing how to strategize around that, 2-stop or 3-stop really for the whole day. You know, do you short both stages and, you know, pin on the fuel number in stage 3, or do you try to hit the true fuel numbers to 2-stop the whole race? With tires being the factor of uncertainty, we never thought that cautions, you know, even a yellow here or there at a next-gen road course race, okay, but not so many cautions. So that was actually fun because it changed everything everybody had in their mindset for how to understand pace, fall off, all those things, that it just changed the factors that you had to solve for. And people could do things differently. You know, we were completely off script with the way that we called the race, but that was fun.
Go to Bob.
Bob Pockrass, Fox Sports. Did you consider the strategy that some others were on? And if so, like, do you like the idea of Kyle more on the attack versus fuel mileage?
Both. Honestly, both. We considered when those guys were pitting, you know, whether it was leading up to stage one, during stage one, right after stage one, at the start of stage two. Of course, we had considered pitting that whole time, but you're still looking at your green flag, laps run, to yellow flag laps run ratio. We just didn't have that many laps on our tires. And every time you would take off, you still had really good pace. And so at that point, you were pushing your fuel windows far enough so that under green in stage three, you weren't going to have to take two cans of fuel, which we still didn't have to do. So we knew we could have the advantage of a faster stop time running deeper into stage three and having fresher tires, to your point about giving Kyle fresher tires. It was going to put us more in an offensive situation than a defensive situation. At the time, you didn't quite know who was going to pit when and how all that would play out. But obviously, once we kind of made our bed, you really had to stay down that path. If we would have come off of that path, we would have sacrificed any offensive advantage that we would have had later in the race, if that makes sense.
Can I go over here to the right to Adam?
Adam Carabine, RacingRefresh.com. In practice, you did have an extended practice just to get a better sense of the repave. It didn't seem like many teams went longer than 15 laps on a set of tires. Were you concerned just keeping them out there longer on a set of tires? We did see some blistering and stuff like that. Were we concerned that that was going to be an issue?
Yeah, of course. And a couple points that I'll touch on there. I think part of the reason that people didn't go as long as you would have expected in practice is because we just don't get that many opportunities with a full open practice to change springs and geometry and other things. So you take this opportunity to go learn. So a lot of us had planned changes that were outside of our weekly impound style changes. So, you know, back to your question, without cars running that many laps in practice because we were all kind of in R&D mode, to a point, you just didn't see the number of laps on tires to know, is blistering a thing, is wear a thing? You just didn't quite have the data to go off of to understand that. So that's where, back to one of Jeff's questions earlier, we all had the question mark going into the race, more on the side of tire life, tire blisters, you know, some of the repave factors, not necessarily the caution flag factor, you know, that ultimately we saw today.
Go to Jonathan and wrap up with Cliff.
Jonathan on 3.com, right here, Cliff. It seems that neither you or Kyle get too high during races and stuff, like nice, calm, collected. Does it feel like you two mesh well that way, where you kind of keep each other calm, or is it just the nature of both of you?
I think we've had enough seat time together to know that, you know, as long as we can stay together, stay connected to overcome whatever may or may not be going our way, you know, that we can typically fight through to have a good result, have a solid finish. And, you know, there was some intensity and some concerns just with the way the strategy played out today, and rightfully so from him, trying to understand what was going around him, who was ahead of him on what tires, who was behind him on what tires. So trying to paint that picture for him just so that he knew, you know, the objectives that he still had ahead of him, that's kind of what I was focused on doing. Once we understood the way we thought the strategy was going to play out and ultimately did. So, you know, I think our reps of doing that together, and certainly there's been times that we've failed to accomplish our mission together. And I think you learn, you know, the healthy things that you need to learn from both sides of the coin, from, you know, the wins and from when it doesn't go your way.
All right, Cliff, congratulations on the win today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.